You know you are getting good at this fitness stuff when the disappointment of skipping a workout stings more than the struggle to motivate yourself to do one. And when you notice that you're making far fewer excuses about how you eat and exercise than you used to. And when at least 50% of the reason you train is just the feeling you get when you finish a workout. And when you are no longer waking up on the weekends with a hangover. And when you actually start to appreciate how much better your body is feeling and functioning just as much as how much better it's looking. And when you haven't just lost your taste for McDonald's, but it even starts to smell gross. And when you no longer feel compelled to post selfies on social media to compensate for low self-esteem. And when it's harder to take a rest day than to just do another workout. And when you realize that you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, and get healthy. And when you stop constantly comparing yourself to others and start focusing on getting just a little bit better every day. If you like what I'm doing here on the podcast, then you're going to love my award-winning fitness books for men and women, which have sold well over 1 million copies, have received over 15,000 four- and five-star reviews on Amazon, and have helped, that I know of, tens of thousands of people build their best body ever. Because here's the deal. Building lean muscle, losing stubborn fat, and gaining whole body strength isn't nearly as complicated as you have probably been led to believe. And my books are the shortcut. They give you everything you need to build your best body ever without having to live in the gym, give up all the foods or drinks you love, or do long, grueling workouts you hate. So if you are someone over the age of 40, man or woman, and if you are new to resistance training or relatively new to resistance training, you want to get my book, Muscle for Life. That is going to be the best one for you, and that is going to be the best program for you. And if you are a man under the age of 40 trying to gain your first 25 pounds of muscle, then you'll want Bigger, Leaner, Stronger. And if you'd also like a workout journal with an entire year's worth of Bigger, Leaner, Stronger training that takes you from novice to expert, pick up a copy of the Year One Challenge for Men as well. And if you're a woman under the age of 40 trying to gain your first 15 pounds of muscle or lose your first 15 pounds of fat, you can lose more, of course, but if you're trying to lose that first 15 pounds, then my book, Thinner, Leaner, Stronger, will show you the way. And I also have a workout journal for you with a year's worth of Thinner, Leaner, Stronger training called the Year One Challenge for Women. So you might want to pick up that too. And finally, if you are an advanced weightlifter with at least 3 years of proper training under your belt, I have a book and program for you too. It is called Beyond Bigger, Leaner, Stronger. And there is a workout journal that goes with it called the Beyond Bigger, Leaner, Stronger Challenge. Now, you can find all of my books on all major online retailers like Audible, Amazon, iTunes, Kobo, Google Play, and there probably are a few others that I'm not thinking of, as well as in select Barnes & Noble stores. And I should also mention that you can get any of my audiobooks for free when you sign up for an Audible account. And that's a great way to make those pockets of downtime like commuting, meal prepping, cleaning more interesting, entertaining, and productive. And if you want to take Audible up on that offer and get one of my audiobooks for free, just go to buylegion.com/audible. That is buylegion.com/audible and sign up for your account and get one of my audiobooks for free. Well, I hope you liked this episode. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, subscribe to the show because it makes sure that you don't miss new episodes. And it also helps me because it increases the rankings of the show a little bit, which of course then makes it a little bit more easily found by other people who may like it just as much as you. And if you didn't like something about this episode or about the show in general, or if you have ideas or suggestions or just feedback to share, shoot me an email, mike@muscleforlife.com, muscleforlife.com, and let me know what I could do better or just what your thoughts are about maybe what you'd like to see me do in the future. I read everything myself. I'm always looking for new ideas and constructive feedback. So thanks again for listening to this episode, and I hope to hear from you soon.